大家好。
Hello, everyone.
整天全网都在转发。
These days, everything has been forwarded all over the internet.
我跟阿曼塔耶夫的视频。
I watched a video of Amanetiev.
哎。
Oh.
大家也都说什么都有。
Let everyone have their say.
都在猜测。
They are all guessing.
我跟大家讲一下这件事的始末缘由。
Let me tell you the story of how this happened.
就是去年红刚跟阿曼塔耶夫打完比赛以后呢。
After the match between Hong Gang and Amanetiev.
红刚失利了。
Hong lost.
失利了。
Lost.
等于全网全都骂我。
I was all over the internet being criticized.
就是我把徒弟给坑了。
I screwed up my apprentice.
哎。
Oh.
这个铜板前啥也不是。
This pain is unbearable.
你啥也不是。
You are nothing.
是。然后这阿曼塔耶夫成了这铜板前严父了。
Then Amanetiev became a painful and agonizing experience.
然后我的评论区里边全都是发。
Then all the comments in my comment section were posted.
这铜板前严父是吧？
Is this a serious injury?
怎么着这些东西？
How are these things hot?
这件事反正就陷入了死局。
This matter has essentially become a stalemate.
就是我无法证明自己。
I can't prove myself.
我没法说再说。
I can't say anything more.
我怎么证明自己百口莫辩了？
How can I prove myself beyond any doubt?
所以唯一的破局之法就是说解铃还需系铃人。
Therefore, the only way out is to say that solving a problem requires identifying and understanding who holds the key.
就是我跟阿曼塔耶夫打一场比赛。
That's me playing against Amanetiev.
哎。
Oh.
哎。然后正好今年也有这个机会。
Then, fortunately, there is an opportunity this year.
对，这八月八号。
On August 8th.
这个 Nizzy 在北京就是组织这个比赛。
This Nizzy is the one who organized this competition in Beijing.
在。
Oh.
哎，阿曼塔耶夫也在，也参。
Amanetiev also participated in the competition.
在，然后也给阿曼塔耶夫。
Then also give to Amanetiev.
正在匹配对手，匹配对手，哎。
I am matching opponents.
我
有
一个徒弟，就是。
I have a disciple.
是京城咖哥，他。
It's the Beijing gangster.
他和阿曼的这个经纪人。
His agent Nomad.
他们是好朋友。
They are good friends.
正好我跟他说了我的一个意愿。
I just told him about my intention.
哎。
Oh.
他们传达到这个赛事方老板呢。
They pass this information to the organizers of the event.
人家觉得也很感兴趣。
I think it's very interesting.
觉得这件事儿如果要促成了的话。
If this were to happen.
肯定是一波大的流量。
It's definitely a big wave of traffic.
是吧？
Is it?
肯定是这个是很受关注的一件事儿。
This is definitely a very popular thing.
哎。
Oh.
所以说人家很感兴趣。
So, they're very interested.
就上我这儿来了。
I've come to you.
上我这儿来了。
I came here.
咱就谈这个比赛规则嘛。
Let's talk about the rules of the competition.
打什么规则？
What rules?
然后我说阿曼。
And I said, I'm going to Oman.
他不是巴掌？
He is not a slap.
巴掌厉害吗？
Are palms strong?
对吧？
Right?
我说我呢就跟他巴掌对巴掌，是吧？
I said, well, I'll just hit him on the nose.
打到一方弃权为止。
To reach a point where one party is willing to concede.
哎。
Oh.
或者说打肩膀也行，是吧？
Can I also pat someone on the shoulder?
你打我。
You hit me.
我打你。
I'm going to hit you.
咱打的一方弃权认输为止。
We fought until one side conceded and gave up.
我说这个，我说我没问题。
I said this, I said I'm okay.
我说我可以接。
I can take it.
然后但是这个Nez 这个老板呢。
Then, but this our boss, Nizzy.
根据说在 Nez 这个赛事的历史上说只有四种规则。
People say that in the history of the Nez competition, there are only four rules.
然后就是说有拳击规则。
Then there are the rules of boxing.
有综合格斗规则。
There are comprehensive rules.
然后还有两个什么规则。
And there are also two other rules.
我记不太清了。
I can't remember clearly.
就是说没有这种规则。
That is, there is no such rule.
而且他觉得这种规则也不构成个比赛。
Moreover, he felt that these rules also did not constitute a competition.
就是也不像是个比赛。
It's also not like a competition.
所以等于就是说最后这事儿呢也没谈成。
So, in short, the matter ultimately couldn't be resolved.
后来就是跟阿曼一交流嘛。
Later, I communicated with someone from Oman.
是吧？
Is it?
来都来了。
Since you're here,
我给大家展示展示通背拳的魅力。
I'm going to show you the charm of Tom Mei Kwan.
身体放松，开发身体的这种能力。
Develop the ability to relax the body.
包括放松那种发力啊。
Including, for example, relaxing and releasing tension.
包括硬度啊，也展示完了以后。
Once the hardness is displayed,
阿曼也很震惊。
A man was also shocked.
然后觉得，哎，他很喜欢这个通背拳。
Then I thought he really likes this reverse punch.
然后就是也表态说想学习通背拳。
And he also expressed his desire to learn Tombaquin.
我说那你想学习可以啊。
I said that you can learn it.
是吧
?Is it?
我说我就教你几个动作是吧
?I said, I'll teach you a few moves right.
教他几个开发身体开肩活背的这个动作。
Teach him a few exercises to stretch and open the body.
哎
I'll
就是拍了点视频
Just took some videos.
这就是这个这件事的
This is the situation of this matter.
就是以往的经过
That's all in the past.